USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The legal team in the New York hush money trial against former President Donald Trump presented their opening arguments on Monday, the former president speaking after leaving the Manhattan courtroom.
He puts in an invoice or whatever, a bill, and they pay, they call it a legal expense. I got indicted for that. What else would you call it? Actually, nobody's been able to say what you're supposed to call it. If a lawyer puts in a bill...
The NYPD is continuing to respond to recent unrest at Columbia University, where students have been protesting against the Israel-Gaza war for days now. Earlier this month, dozens of protesters were arrested on and off campus during the demonstrations. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information, Tariq Shepard, speaking outside Columbia's New York campus.
We have to respect people's First Amendment rights. However, people should be aware that if you cross that line and commit a crime, the NYPD will respond accordingly.
The Supreme Court is set to hear a Second Amendment case. USA's John Schaefer explains.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant gun rights case involving ghost guns, which are kits that can be purchased without background checks. The key question is whether the ATF has the authority to change gun regulations or if this power lies solely with Congress.
The Senate is set to take up a House bill that was passed over the weekend that sends billions of your tax dollars in foreign aid to countries like Ukraine and Israel. The bill passed with bipartisan support after months of fighting between Democrats and Republicans. South Carolina Republican Congressman Ralph Norman says not all in his party are happy about the result.
The real reaction came when the Ukraine bill passed. The Senate has wanted that from day one. That was our only linchpin that leverage we had to get more of what we wanted.
This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
The House approves billions in foreign aid for U.S. allies, but some Republicans say they should have focused on securing the southern border first. Florida Republican Congressman Rick Scott is one of them.
The biggest issue in the country is we have terrorists, drugs, criminals flocking across our southern border. There is nothing in this bill, but we're going to help Ukraine, protect their border. Look, I want Ukraine to win. I want Russia to lose. But I want a secure southern border.
Nike is laying off over 700 employees from its Oregon headquarters as the company is preparing to lose money in the first half of 2025. The announcement arrives the same time Nike appears to have a multi-million dollar deal with women's basketball star Caitlin Clark. Clark is expected to sign a deal worth upwards of $28 million. President Biden spent part of his Earth Day in Virginia touting a new job skill initiative by the White House called the American Climate Corps, which is a federal program that was launched to teach young people skills the White House believes are needed in the clean energy sector.
Today, I'm proud to announce that Americans across the country can now apply, to become the first members of the American Climate Corps.
The administration also announced last week that they were banning more drilling in certain areas of federal land. This as gas prices continue to rise across the country. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.